Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Carnes, and we endeavor to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night here on Lakeshore Public Radio. And we're going to be here for the next 2 hours with a little break for the news at the top of the hour, so I hope you'll stick around and enjoy the sounds along with us. We enjoy the music just as much as the listening audience out there. And this is going to be installment two of our salute to Bop trumpet player Kenny Dorham. Now, Kenny was one of those overlooked, underrated great jazz trumpet players who was kind of a musician's musician. He was well respected by the upper echelon of the jazz community, but didn't get a lot of public notoriety. He worked with the early Billy Eckstein Big Bop Band in the mid-40s. He worked with Charlie Parker's quintet in the late 40s. He was with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. He was with the Max Roach Quintet and had his own group called the Jazz Prophets. So we're going to sample some of his recorded work. It would have started out from his album Live at the Cafe Bohemia in New York City, cut in May of 56. And on this particular track, he plays Who Cares by George and Ira Gershwin. And along with Kenny is Jerry Montrose on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Bobby Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Archer Hatchell on drums. Really an all-star aggregation. Let's listen to Who Cares. We'll be right back. was our highlight artist of the week, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, live at the Cafe Bohemia in New York City in May of 1956. It was a Blue Note album, and on that particular track, you heard, of course, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, fine piano solo there by Bobby Timmons. So what's next on the playlist, Al?
Well, my first offering for the evening is by the Statesmen of Jazz. Now, this is a group that was assembled by the American Federation of Jazz Societies to be recorded as a tribute to their careers. And it was released on Ann Arbor CD in 1995 with the same name, the Statesmen of Jazz. And the group includes Clark Terry and Joe Wilder on flugelhorn, Al Gray on trombone, Benny Wilders on alto sax, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Claude Fiddler Williams on violin, Milt Hinton on bass, Jane Jarvis on piano, and Panama Francis on drums. The tune that they were going to play was written by Al Gray, and I'm going to dedicate it as a tribute to my former life. It's entitled Open Wider, Please. Thank you. that was Open Wider, Please, featuring Clark Terry and Joe Wilder on flugelhorn, Al Gray on trombone, Benny Waters on alto sax, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Claude Williamson on violin, Milt Hinton on bass, Jane Jarvis on piano, and Panama Francis on drums. Al Gray said he wrote that to give the drummer some space, which he, Panama Francis clearly took advantage of. That was from an Arbor CD and released in 1995 entitled The Statesman of Jazz.
We're going to continue to spotlight our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Kenny Dorham. And this time we find him in the studio on the Black Lion label, which was out of England. And but this particular CD was recorded in New York City in October 1961. Includes, of course, Kenny on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Frank Haynes on tenor sax, the wonderful Tommy Flanagan on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums, a great swinger. And they put together their version of a Sonny Rollins composition called Grand Street. ¶¶ was the Kenny Dorham Ensemble doing their version of a Sonny Rollins composition, Grand Street, on the Black Lion label, cut in New York City in October of 61. You had solos there in the front line from Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, and Frank Haynes on tenor sax. Al, what's next?
Next we'll hear from a group led by Art Pepper. It's from a Pacific Jazz CD released in 1992, and it's called The Artistry of Pepper. It features Art on alto sax, Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Jimmy Rolls on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. The tune was written by Art, and he seems to have had both a Buick and a woman in mind. The tune is entitled Diana Flow. Thank you. That was Diana Flow, a tune written by Art Pepper and featuring Art there on alto sax, Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Jimmy Rolls on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. That was originally recorded on Pacific Jazz in 1956 and later remastered and released on CD in 1992. The title of that album was The Artistry of Pepper.
Next up, on our highlighting of the jazz artistry of Kenny Dorham, is an album he cut under his name on the Blue Note label in January of 61 called Whistle Stop. And this is the title track. And along with Kenny on trumpet, we've got a former associate that on tenor sax that played in the front line with Kenny in the Art Blakey Jazz Messengers group for a while. Kenny Drew on piano, the great Paul Chambers on bass, who at this time was working with either Miles Davis Quintet or Red Garland Trio, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And this is a Kenny Dorham composition, the title track called Whistle Stop. That was a title track of Kenny Dorham's Blue Note album, Whistle Stop, which included also Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums, cut on the Blue Note label back in January of 61. Well, what's next on the agenda, Al?
Next, we'll hear a number from a big band led by Elliot Lawrence. This is from a jazz tone LP. It was entitled Big Band Modern. And they weren't kidding here. This ensemble is at least 20 artists. The number was arranged by Johnny Mandel. It's mostly ensemble work. The only solos you'll hear are from Elliot Lawrence on piano and Eddie Burt on trombone. But some of the other musicians included are Zoot Sims and Al Cohn on tenor sax, Herbie Green on trombone, Bernie Glow on trumpet, Ernie Royal on trumpet, and Don LeMond on drums. But obviously there's many more musicians. They're going to do a George and Ira Gershwin tune entitled Foggy Day. It was A Foggy Day, a tune written by George and Ira Gershwin, and arranged for the band there by Johnny Mandel. It was from a jazz tone LP released in 1957 entitled Big Band Modern.
Then Kenny Dorham recorded an album on a very minor, small, independent label that released a few decent jazz LPs. It was the Time label. And this was recorded in December of 1960 And this is the theme LP because it plays all tunes from Jerome Kern's Showboat, and along with Kenny on trumpet, we have the inimitable Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, Kenny Drew on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Art Taylor on drums, recorded in New York City, December of 1960. And this is Make Believe.
Thank you.
That was Jerome Kern's great composition, Make Believe, from the classic musical Showboat, cut back in the late 20s and revived by Kenny Dorham there on trumpet, with Jimmy Heath a tenor sax, Kenny Drew on piano.
Next we'll hear from a group led by Bobby Timmons. It's from a Riverside LP entitled Soul Time. Features Bobby on piano, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. And they're going to do a Ray Noble tune entitled The Touch of Your Lips. That was The Touch of Your Lips, featuring Bobby Timmons on piano, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. That was from a Riverside LP released in 1960 entitled Soul Time.
Well, for the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. I'm going to be back for a second hour of fine modern stream jazz, so don't go away. We're going to close out the first hour with our spotlight artist, Kenny Dorham, on trumpet from his Time album, Jazz Contemporary. And here he plays that classic Dave Brubeck composition, In Your Own Sweet Way, along with Kenny on trumpet. We've got Charlie Davis on baritone sax and Steve Kuhn on piano. Let's listen to In Your Own Sweet Way.